your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
This is KMFM with the update at one. Here's Joanna Earle.
Parents are being urged to do more to protect their children from inappropriate content on the internet. A survey has found more than half of mums and dads don't have any parental controls on their computers or tablets. Jonathan Taylor is a child protection expert. He says there are some things parental controls can't guard against.
When you consider how a child uses the internet from a gaming device to a messaging service, it's those elements that are going to cause exploitation through the likes of cyberbullying. Filtering, monitoring might necessarily do that.
This is KMFM News.
A second man's appeared in court charged with murder following the death of another man in Chatham. 33-year-old Michael Tierney was found with serious injuries in Hague Avenue last Tuesday night. He died in hospital 2 days later. A 39-year-old from the town and another man have been remanded in custody until Wednesday. Thousands of teddy bears, which could pose a choking hazard to children, have been seized at Dover. The stuffed bears, which are poorly attached to eyes and nose, were in a consignment from China heading to the Czech Republic. They could have eventually been sold anywhere in Europe. Mark Rolfe is from Kent Trading Standards.
We know that children put these kind of soft toys in their mouths. These kind of products, if they're not manufactured properly, these things get stuck in the back of a young child's throat, and there is a genuine risk of choking and death. These quite clearly are quite loosely attached.
We've got a picture of the bear at kentonline.co.uk. A man charged in connection with a double stabbing in Sevenoaks is due to go on trial today. Paul Gaveau was arrested after a woman and teenage boy were injured last September. The 52-year-old from Wilmerway in Seal is accused of 2 counts of wounding with intent. Apple says it will pay artists during a 3-month free trial of its new music streaming service after Taylor Swift threatened to withhold her latest album. Other songwriters and musicians have welcomed the U-turn. Stephen Budd is the chairman of the Music Managers Forum. He says it's good for both parties.
For some record companies and artists, that's an awful lot of income that they're expected to give up for free. So Taylor making this statement and Apple responding in the way they have, which is very positive, has allowed them to avoid a complete kind of PR disaster.
A drug dealer who was caught trying to hide heroin under a tumble dryer at a house in Maidstone has been jailed. Christopher Clemenson was arrested after police searched a property in August 2013 and found almost 7 grams of the Class A drug. The 29-year-old from Eccles Row in Eccles has been locked up for 4 years. And a Kent college has been told by education inspectors it requires improvement for the third time in a row. Ofsted say progress is needed in the teaching of maths and English at Canterbury College, whilst ICT was found to be inadequate. The principal says the next inspection will be better following a management shake-up.
KMFM Showbiz.
Kent's Charlie Jones has been chatting to KMFM about combining a pop career with studying.
I'm still in school, doing work every day. I don't get treated differently. It's quite normal, which I like, because it kind of brings me back down to the real world kind of thing.
The 15-year-old, who's in Year 10 and getting ready for his GCSEs at Wilmington Grammar, is part of Stereo Kicks. The boy band were put together on the X Factor last year. Their single, Love Me So, is out today.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket, and it's day 3 of Kent's latest game in the County Championship, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Karen.
Well, Northamptonshire resumed batting this morning and finished their first innings on 246. Kent are now back in bat and are currently on 20-1. In motorsport, Kent Shane Byrne has regained his place at the top of the riders' standings after the latest action in the British Superbike Championship. He won both races at Snetterton yesterday to go 17 points clear of Josh Brooks, who's in second place. Their next meet at Knock Hill in a fortnight. Kent's Kat Driscoll has won silver at the European Games in Baku. The 29-year-old, who's from Medway, came second in the individual trampoline. She finished fifth in the synchronised final with partner Laura Gallagher. And in tennis, Andy Murray says he's feeling in good shape ahead of Wimbledon, which starts a week today. Yesterday, he won the Queen's Club Championship for a record-equalling fourth time. Murray says the tournament has given him a good foundation as he aims to win the third Grand Slam of his career.
I played some very capable grass court players, very good players, you know, players that had gone far at Wimbledon in the past. So yeah, I got challenged this week and I'm glad with the way I responded to those challenges.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.
Okay, you ready?